This is the SEO Mindset Podcast with your hosts, Sarah McDowell and Tasmin Sullivan. This podcast is for SEO professionals, and each week, with the help of our wonderful guests, we discuss the important stuff that actually affects our careers and progression, but sadly often doesn't get talked about. You know, the invaluable soft and interpersonal skills that are often taken for granted, such as the skills we need for listening, time management, communication, and more. We also talk about the big issues that affect us and our careers, such as burnout, imposter syndrome, self-belief, saying no, plus other big issues and obstacles. With this podcast, we want to share knowledge on topics that unlock our listeners' true potential and enhance not only their careers, but all parts of their lives. So, are you ready to prioritize your own personal growth and career development? Then let's crack on with this week's episode. Hello, it's me, Sarah.
And it's me, Tasmin.
And we are back for season 5. Did you miss us? Did you miss doing the podcast, Tasmin?
So much. I'm so excited we're back again.
Yes, very exciting stuff that we are back for season 5, and we're going to bring you more wonderful episodes. We've got quite a few great topics and guests lined up, haven't we?
We have. Quite a diverse range as well.
Yes, definitely. And very excitingly, we have a season sponsor, which is the wonderful Bright Local, the all-in-one local SEO platform that helps businesses and agencies drive traffic and leads from local search. SEO Mindset podcast listeners can take advantage of an exclusive offer during this sponsorship, which is great. So yes, you can sign up for a free 14-day Bright Local trial at the seomindset.co.uk/brightlocal. There will be a link in the show notes, and receive $75 in citation builder credits when you go on to take up a subscription at the end of your trial. So Tasmin, do you want to know what we're talking about in our first episode back?
Go on, tell me.
So I'll be talking to you discussing and teaching you and our listeners all about the Pomodoro technique, which you can use to improve your focus and beat procrastination. How does that sound?
That actually sounds incredibly useful, because I am suffering from a big, big bout of procrastination at the minute.
Well, wonderful, wonderful. Great timing then. Yeah. And before we get into today's subject, just want to let you know about the ways in which you can support the podcast. So you can give us a one-off donation via Buy Us a Coffee. So a link in the show notes there. You can give us a one-off donation, literally buy us a coffee, which we'd be very appreciative of. And you can also subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you use to listen to your other podcasts, and then you never miss when new episodes go live. So, shall we get cracking with this episode, Tasmin?
Let's.
Hello, Tasmin.
Hello.
Can you believe that we're in season 5?
It's so exciting. And I'm intrigued about today's topic. When I read it, and I read Pomodoro, is that how you say it?
Pomodoro.
I thought, is this related to a pomelo, which is one of my favourite fruits, which I've already said on this podcast. But it's not, is it?
No. So, I mean, what's a pomelo? Is that...
It's like a big grapefruit. It's got a really thick pith. But the segments inside, they're not like super juicy. They're lovely, but they don't like wet your hands when you're peeling it.
Yeah.
But it's not as sharp as a grapefruit.
Ah, there you go. And that's your favourite food.
At the moment, yes. But they're slightly going out of season now. So I think I'm going to have to move on to something else.
Well, Pomodoro is slightly different because it is a sauce. And apparently, so you use it a lot in pasta. So obviously we haven't gone bonkers, people. We're not being a recipe show. Like, the Pomodoro technique is something that's relevant, so hang in there. But yeah, the Pomodoro sauce is fresh tomatoes, herbs, garlic, onion and olive oil. So there you go. Sounds delightful.
Lovely.
But yes, but what we're talking about is the Pomodoro technique. So not the sauce, unfortunately, as much as I'd love to talk about food. We are talking about the Pomodoro technique. Now, this technique was developed in the late 1980s by a university student called Francesco. And they were struggling to focus on their studies. So he often felt overwhelmed. So he asked himself to commit to just 10 minutes of focus study time. And he was so encouraged by the challenge. He found a tomato, which is also Pomodoro in Italian. So obviously you've got Pomodoro sauce, but then also Pomodoro means tomato in Italian. So there we go. Not only are we a mindset podcast, we're also foodies and you're learning some language. But yeah, he found a tomato-shaped kitchen timer. And from there, the Pomodoro technique was born.
Mm-hmm.
So
intrigued.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. And yeah, so this university student went on to write a 130-page book all about this method, right? So obviously, we're not going to go through that whole book because we like to keep our episodes short and snappy, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
But yeah, one of its biggest strengths of this technique, and it's widely used. So interestingly, if you do just search Pomodoro in Google, like this technique comes up a lot because a lot of people talk about it, a lot of people have adopted and using it. But its biggest strength is its simplicity. So you get a to-do list and a timer. You set your timer for 25 minutes and focus on a single task until the timer rings. When whatever you're working on ends, mark off one Pomodoro and record what you've completed. You then get to enjoy a 5-minute break. And then after four Pomodoros, four tomatoes, you take a longer, more refreshing, restorative, help me out here. Anyway, let's breeze over that.
You take a break to feel restored.
There we go, thank you. So after you've completed four, you've ticked off four Pomodoros, you can have 15 or even a 30-minute break. So, initial thoughts, Tasmin?
You know, I'm struggling with procrastination at the minute because I'm trying to do something that is quite new and quite daunting, and it's ridiculous the number of distractions I allow into my life. You know, they say remove distractions. I just seem to have them all around me. Yesterday, what worked a bit was I'd say to myself, okay, Tasmin, what's one thing you can do to move this forward? And I would just do that one step.
Yeah.
And then I'd walk down the stairs and say, okay, what's my next step? And so maybe I'll create a technique called the stairs technique.
I mean, simplicity sometimes works. Everyone raves about this Pomodoro technique because of the simplicity.
Yeah. I like the timer, and I like the fact that it's 25. And rather than a phone timer, maybe if it's a gadget sitting on my desk and I can see it ticking away, that might help. So I'm definitely going to give this a go.
And also what I thought as well, with a timer, like an egg timer or something like that, because it's not on your phone either, you don't get sidetracked by notifications on your phone and stuff like that. So there's another, and I think with this technique as well, I imagine you'll be surprised of how much you can actually get done when you are focused for 25 minutes. And obviously you need a bit of willpower, but I imagine that the more times you do this, the better you'll get. But that 25 minutes of focus and you're going until the timer goes. And you never know, like, if you like gamification or if you like little challenges, it's also a little game as well. Mm. It's like, how much can I get done before the timer goes off? So there's lots of nuances to this, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you set a task that you think, okay, this could take me 20 minutes or 25 minutes, and it's almost like, can I beat the timer?
Yeah.
Can I get it done before the timer goes off?
100%.
No, it's cool.
100%.
Good.
Yeah, and also, so obviously, and we'll go into more of this later, but some tasks will take more than one Pomodoro. So that's where, you might, so for one task, you might assign three Pomodoros, so three lots of 25 focus time, okay? It depends on what you're tackling that day.
Mm.
So this technique, and I 100% like resonate with all of them, and I imagine you will as well, Tasman, and also our listeners, but this is a great technique for those that find that what seems like a little distraction will often derail like whatever you're working on, or even sometimes the whole workday. Okay. You constantly work past the point of being productive, have lots of open-ended work that could take unlimited amounts of time. So I don't know, let's say you're putting together a blog post, and there's so much, like, you've got to do the research, you've got to do the reading, you've got to do the planning and the structure, like all of that sort of stuff. Overly optimistic when it comes to how much you can get done. Yeah, like, I think we can all be like this. Like, I know that I am. Like, in a day, I think, oh, I can get all of this done. Whereas with the Pomodoro technique, it gets you thinking, okay, this is the task, and it gets you like chunking it down better. Mm. And this is great for those who enjoy gamified. So I said this earlier, didn't I? Gamified goal setting. So yeah, is there anything else that we're missing that this would suit, or the kind of personalities or the kind of things?
I think all of those resonate, maybe not the last one so much, but I tend to think that I'm going to be able to get so much done, and then a lot of my work is open-ended, that I don't, and it's all quite creative, so it's not punching numbers in a spreadsheet and then the calculations happen. It's, let me write this creative thing, and it can take a long time, but it doesn't really need to.
Mm.
And I think also because I enjoy it, I then stretch it out, but then I get frustrated because I haven't got my to-do list done. Distractions are causing more of a problem now than they used to be, partly because I'm slightly obsessed with an Indian drama, and I tend not to watch anything that has episodes and series because I can't commit to that. But for some reason, this particular one, I need to know what's happened that day, and I need to look at it on Instagram because it's in India. We're like a few days behind here. So yeah, bad distractions.
Yes, 100%. With everything that you said, and yeah, distractions, I think, like, we've become so easy to be distracted as well, with all the like gadgets, apps, screens that we've got. Like, yeah, it can be hard to stick on a task and really focus, really just be like in your work and doing what you're doing, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So then we've got the background of how the Pomodoro technique was born. We've discussed how to do it, and we've also discussed who this works well for as well. And you never know, as our listeners are listening as well, they might think of other scenarios or other types of personalities, or do you know what I mean, like who it would suit as well. So that's pretty cool. So I reckon we take a short break, Tasman. And when we come back, I will discuss more about how to implement this Pomodoro technique, so how to successfully use it, and also like tips and hacks as well. Does that sound good?
Perfect. That sounds great.
Awesome.
That sounds good.
This season is sponsored by Bright Local, the all-in-one local SEO platform that helps businesses and agencies drive traffic and leads from local search. It's the only platform that's 100% focused on helping you succeed in local search, with a range of tools and features including local rank tracking and auditing, review management, citation building, and more. They also have a wealth of free courses in their academy to help you learn and develop your skills to succeed in local SEO. SEO Mindset podcast listeners can take advantage of an exclusive offer. Sign up for a free 14-day Bright Local trial at theseomindset.co.uk/brightlocal and receive $75 in citation builder credits when you go on to take up a subscription at the end of your trial. That link is also in the show notes. T's and C's and further information at theseomindset.co.uk/brightlocal. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of the SEO Mindset podcast. If you enjoy the podcast and our episodes, you can support me and Tasmin by giving us a donation on our Buy Me a Coffee page. The URL is theseomindset.co.uk/donate. You can donate as much or as little and we'd be very appreciative. You can also follow or subscribe to the podcast by going to theseomindset.co.uk/listen. So by going there, you can subscribe or follow on your podcast playing platform of choice. And this is a great way to be notified whenever a new podcast episode is live and ready for you to listen to. We are back with part two. So during the break, Tasmin, you seemed to be looking quite intently at something. Would you like to share with the group?
Well, the cogs are moving in my head with all this new information. How can I use it? So I have two tasks on my to-do list, which they are linked. And I just can't seem to, you know, complete them.
Okay.
I'm overcomplicating it. I'm over analysing. And actually, you know what? Even when I send it off to the person I need to send it off, it's not going to be done. There'll be a process of backwards and forwards. But it won't happen until I start actually sending her the information.
Yes.
So I'm going to use this.
Ah, there we go. There we go. I love the proactivity. No, the proactiveness. I'm really sorry. It's like we're recording in the evening, people, and I've had a very early start, so my brain is a little bit like mush. So words. I mean, I struggle with words at the best of times, but words. You know, when there's just a block and like the word is on the tip of your tongue and you just can't say it.
We get what you're saying. Don't worry, Sarah.
Fill in the blanks.
I completely understood. No, I understood what you were saying.
Okay, right. So, we discussed in part one then that with the Pomodoro technique, it's about setting yourself tasks that last 25 minutes. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, that is the core. That's the core principle. Mm-hmm. However, there are three rules that you kind of need to adhere to as well. Okay. So rule number one is break down complex projects. So if you have a big topic if you have a big task, that is, I don't know, put together a website page, right? That's a really big topic, a really big task to do. So first things first is you break that down into a into smaller chunks, okay? So when you're putting together a web page, for example, first things first is doing your research, yeah? SEO, keyword goodness, competitor, all of that stuff. Then the next bit would be planning the structure. Then the next bit would be your content, yeah? So with the big tasks, chunk it down, and then that will help you assign how many Pomodoros each bit needs, okay? So if a task requires, I don't know, 8 Pomodoros, you're still adhering to, once you've done 4 Pomodoros, take a longer break, but then you get back into it as well. Yeah, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
If you have lots of niggly tasks, so let's say you've got lots of admin stuff, like you've got to send an email, you've got to tweet something, you need to chase something up, you need to call someone, yeah, whatever it is. If there's like single tasks that won't take a whole Pomodoro, you need to group them together, yeah, if that makes sense. And then you can bash them out rather than like slowly doing it over your work day and getting distracted and all of that stuff. And then yeah, the last rule is once a Pomodoro is set, it must ring. So you need to be focused, you need to do that thing until your timer, whatever you've set up, rings. So those are your 3 rules. Yeah?
Yeah.
Thoughts, questions, Tasmin?
So I am going to use it as a container this first 25 minutes, or a task for 25 minutes, because, so you know the course that I run, Revitalize?
Yeah.
I'm working with somebody to create a set of tiers, so it's like more building blocks rather than one big chunky course, and I need to send her the tier system, what's in each tier, and some pricing details, because she's going to be updating the website.
Yeah.
Now, I've already done most of the work, but it's that whole thing of being able to let it go.
Okay.
So I'm going to set myself a container of 25 minutes to send her the detail of the course tiers and the pricing. And that'll be my first 25 minutes. And the next 25 minutes after I've had a break will be about who is the course for, what are the outcomes, because it's all linked together. But that means in 1 hour I'll be able to complete that task, move that plate over to her, and then she can do what she needs to do, and we move this task forward.
Wonderful, wonderful. Gold star, Tasmin, you are paying attention to my lesson.
I always do.
Okay, right. So last then, I'm going to share tips, hacks of how to make the most out of the Pomodoro. And I'm very sorry, I'm very hungry. Talking about Pomodoro, and I love tomatoes, like roasted in a sandwich, in salad, flipping love them. And remember, what is Pomodoro? In Italian, Pomodoro is
tomato.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was a trick question. She's just talked about tomatoes.
Yes, I'm just doing that repetition, you know, so then it goes into the brain. Right, so tips, hacks. Plan in advance. Yeah?
Yeah.
So what you want to get in the habit of doing is each day plan out your Pomodoros, plan out tasks. So look at what you need to achieve that day, your big tasks, chunk them down, whatever it is, and work out how many Pomodoros. Obviously, this is a guesstimate, right? You're estimating how long it's going to be. But then it also helps you, because obviously, for example, if you're doing some research as part of the project, you could research until the cows come home. Do you know what I mean? Whereas this will help you, like, be like, okay, I'm doing it until this time. So plan in advance. So as part of your morning, for example, in the morning, I like to check my emails, check my Slack, catch up. And then once I've done that, I will then use the Pomodoro technique, look at what I need to do that day, and then plan out my Pomodoros. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an evening planner, so I'll do it.
You can do it in the evening, before your work day. Whatever works for you, that's when you need to be doing your planning. Tip number two, when before you hit your timer to start, switch off any distractions. Put your phone on Do Not Disturb. Put your Slack channels, your emails, your laptop on Do Not Disturb. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you have someone in, if you're working from home, for example, like, to stop people coming in and distracting you, let them know. Do you know what I mean? Like, any distraction that you can think of that's going to pull you away from focusing, deal with it, yeah?
So, you know that my our youngest has moved out now, so we have the house to ourselves.
Yes.
Her old room has become another office for me. It's going to be my recording studio when I do my courses recording. And so I think I'm going to take myself into that room, concentrate, do my stuff, and then come back again.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great technique, isn't it? For example, like, some people I know love to listen to music, it's like to focus. So before you hit your timer, get your music on, get in the zone. Do you know what I mean? Anything that's gonna take you away. Obviously, you can't help if someone's at your door or there's an emergency, but you can at least mitigate some of these distractions, okay? And then the last tip is always give yourself a buffer, okay? So when you are planning out your tasks in advance and your Pomodoros and how long it's going to be, always give yourself a bit of a buffer, okay? Like, and because what you got to think is, if you're new to this technique as well, knowing how long tasks are going to take isn't going to be easy. Do you know what I mean? And also, new tasks and new projects come up all the time, so always, like, try and give yourself a buffer. So be realistic, but also a little bit generous with your Pomodoros. Yeah, because remember, each Pomodoro is only 25 minutes. So also your break. So obviously, after each Pomodoro, you get your 5-minute break, and then after you've done 4 Pomodoros, you get a longer break. Try and do a break that's going to actually give you a break, give you a chance to recharge. So, I don't know, stand outside, get some air, go for a walk. Hydration, that's another good one. Do you know what I mean? Think of things that will actually help you have a break. Yeah?
Yeah. And that could be part of your planning as well.
Yeah.
So think about things. It could be, I'm in this first break, I'm going to do some stretches. We've talked about in the habit stacking episode, we talked about finding those little pockets. Or it could be, in this 5 minutes, I'm going to put on that song and dance around the house, or whatever it is. But you're planning how you're going to recharge before you go and do another stint.
Some of the other things that I thought of, so I've got a dog. One of those, like, the shorter breaks, I could go and fuss Benny for a bit, couldn't I? Another one could be, like, a conversation. So if you, so wherever you work, if there's other people, or if you work from home and there's someone in the house with you, I might suggest, okay, one of my longer breaks, I might have a coffee break and a chit chat with Tash, do you know, who, and stuff like that. So have a think about what breaks you want to do. And they also need to be like rewards as well. So one thing that I wouldn't recommend is that these breaks are anything that's going to be challenging you. Do you know what I mean? Or anything that you're going to think, oh, I don't really want to do that. do you know what I mean? And also, like, obviously I get that checking social and stuff, but like try and not be on your phone for a break as well. Like, do you know what I mean? Have more restorative breaks and what have you. The occasional check your phone, WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. But yeah, think, plan out your breaks as well.
Darn, I was going to say, right, for my 5 minutes, I'll go on Instagram and see what's happened in the Indian serial drama.
Oh, you can do that. You can do that. Like, but just be, I suppose, anything that ends up being like, because phones, social media is very addictive. Will you end up going over 5 minutes? Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So, yeah. Thoughts about that last part, Tasmin?
So maybe if I get a timer for 25 minutes that's like a Pomodoro, and a mini timer that's like an olive that's a 5 minute, then it can time my breaks. And then I've got a theme going on.
I have a fear that you're just going to end up with a load of different timers. Like the different fruits and vegetables. Yeah.
But in all seriousness, I think this, you know, so much of this we know already. It's wrapped up in a different way, and it's finding the combination of little mini techniques that work for you. But I think having that timer ticking in on my desk will make a big difference.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I just thought of, so obviously this won't be relevant to all of our listeners, but there was that British TV show Countdown.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like
still is, still we still got Countdown.
Oh, is it still going?
2 o'clock. Oh yeah, Hussein has his lunchtime coinciding with Countdown. So he watches it between 2 and 3.
So yeah, with those who don't know about Countdown's a game show where basically people have a set amount of time to like figure out number stuff or like word stuff, but like as the timer goes, when it comes to the end, there's a little do-do-do-do-do-do-do, boom. So maybe you could have a timer noise, you know, make it a bit more exciting.
I bet you could find a Countdown timer noise and set it for the amount of time that you want it to be.
Or if there's another game show that's similar, that has like a Countdown noise or whatever. But yeah. Right, Tasmin, what has been your key takeaway for today's episode, please?
I think for me, you know, as I said, a lot of this I already know. For me, it's going to be having that timer on my desk and setting that container to say, all right, you're not going to do anything else but this one task in that set time.
Nice. Nice. Wonderful. Well, that was our first episode back for season 5. Would you believe it? Season 5. So yes, just a reminder of how you can support us, and if you enjoy what me and Tasmin do, you can give us that one-off donation via Buy Us a Coffee. There's a link in our show notes, and basically if you click that, it'll give you more information and like how you can donate to us. And yes, also never miss an episode. Okay, so earlier I said that quite a few of our listeners might not be subscribed. Why not subscribe? Because then you get notifications whenever there's a new episode. Sometimes we do bonus episodes, so you know. Those are the couple of ways that you can support us. Tasmin,
oh, you caught me off track.
Caught you off track.
You caught me off track.
All you have to do is say goodbye.
Goodbye. Wait, caught me off track because I was about to, as you were saying about the listeners, I remembered that I just got a message from one of our listeners.
Oh, read it out. Saying, this is exciting.
Yeah, she's saying, hi, Tasmin and Sarah. Thank you so much for the podcast. I'm grateful that you're addressing mindset issues and I've learned so much.
Ah, thank you so much. We need to get better at that, like, because we get people emailing, tweeting, socializing,
yeah,
us. Yeah. So maybe we need to get better at sharing that. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tasmin. Right.
Yeah, okay, I'm back. I'm back on track now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for a very interesting episode, Sarah. It's brilliant. Thank you.
Awesome.
And it's a goodbye from me.
And a goodbye from me. And until next time.
Take care.